Are your friends and families aliens in disguise? Is the world really flat instead of round? These are some of the questions that we will have answers to right here on This Paranormal Life. This week, we're swapping over the storytelling role. I'm going to be listening to a story presented by Kit Greer, and I am so excited about this because you've only told me like the premise.
That's right, yes. Let me pose a question, Roy.
Okay.
How much do you know about the Frogman? That's right. The Loveland Frogman of Ohio State.
Very little. Surprisingly little.
Surprisingly little is
in
right.
In my years as a paranormal.
You think it would be like top of the curriculum. Like the first thing you learn in school is like, do you know there's a frogman?
Yeah.
Okay, let me paint a picture.
Oh, God.
So.
Right.
Let's go back in time, our mental time machines, to May 1955. It all started in May. At around 3:30 a.m. Interestingly, the same
time. Close. Is that like the paranormal peak point?
Is there a paranormal hour?
Maybe. We should fire up the gospel channel tonight and see what's going on. Just wait for noises.
Yeah. That's when the gates of hell open and Frogman walk the earth. Yeah. Okay.
3:30
a.m.
I'm putting myself
May
in the mindset.
1955. In Loveland, Ohio.
Okay.
An unnamed businessman is driving home. I don't know why he's unnamed, but that's how
like
the legend
his mother
goes.
Never named. Like, he's so ashamed of him.
Is it Voldemort? Is that, are they just being coy here?
Voldemort drove home after a long night.
Voldemort is driving home after a long night of casting hexes.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm showing my lack of knowledge about Harry Potter.
The Harry Potter series.
He's driving home when he sees in the distance, in the fog of the night, he witnesses three bipedal reptilian entities congregating at the side of the road.
Three of them?
Three.
Okay.
There are three reptilian entities.
Reptilian entities is such a great band name. That's amazing.
Stop the podcast.
Yeah.
Start a thrash band. The man pulls over his car to the curb to watch them. He gets up. He hides behind the car. And he observes that these strange beings stood between 3 and 4 feet tall, covered with leathery, gross skin, webbed hands and feet. The most distinguishing characteristic, however, was their distinctly frog-like heads.
Well, you just described a frog and then said they had frog heads.
Yeah, it would have been weirder if they just had human heads and webbed feet and leathery skin.
Exactly. Also, why, if you're driving home, it's a foggy night, you're Voldemort,
absolutely,
you're stressed,
absolutely,
there's a lot going on. This Harry Potter kid's still alive.
You've got work to do.
You see, these little frog guys on the side of the road. Why do you then, stop and get out of your car?
I know what you mean. If
and
I
not
saw
just
something
hit
weird,
them.
Swerve.
Run them down.
Hit them, put the car in reverse real quick, over them again, forwards, back. And then home if you have time.
Yeah. That might work on Harry, actually. Why did Voldemort never just hit him with a car?
Absolutely. I think you're right on this one, actually, that I feel like anytime I've seen something, hell, if I see someone stuck at the side of the road, I'm driving. Yeah. I just keep on trucking.
One time, a homeless guy just came up to me. He just started talking. I ran all night.
The most distinctive characteristic was their frog-like heads.
Okay.
And he claims, this is very bizarre, that they had deep wrinkles in their leathery skin where their hair should have been. This is very disturbing.
What?
That's what he saw.
Okay.
And again, this is just another little great detail from Voldemort, that from them wafted a strong odor of alfalfa and almonds.
Almonds!
These things are standing on the side of the road munching on almonds. These little trans-dimensional frog beings munching on almonds.
Why? Also, I don't think almonds, for me, is a distinct enough smell that I would be able to, pinpoint. That's an almond.
Yeah, an almond smell is, the exact kind of smell that you go, that seems familiar.
Yeah.
What's that? And then, days later, it dawns on you.
Yeah. If they reeked of, Christmas cake or, vanilla, I'd be like, oh.
That's very
But
true.
An almond?
I know. I don't know what alfalfa smells like, though.
No, I don't.
No,
not at all.
I thought that was, a name.
So did I, alfalfa. Maybe it's like his friend. He smelled like, who's that guy? It's alfalfa, you know?
Oh,
you know that dude who's always eating almonds? You know?
Voldemort suddenly got a voice now, especially because it's the 50s.
Yeah.
So I pull over and these three reptilian looking fellas are munching on almonds.
These three scaly wise guys was at the side of the road.
I pulled over to sock them one or two, but then I see they got their brains exposed.
I would love it if... He just went full
Will Smith like pulled over the car, like walked up with them, and they were like, "We have come to," it's like, "Welcome to Earth." It's like, but they were just like 3 feet high and just killed them.
Oh shit!
Oh no! He's like stuck in that register now, talking to the police officer. Were they causing you any grief? I just hit him. I was so scared.
Yeah. Am I gonna go on death row for this? I don't want to die. I'm terrified
for this.
I like Earth.
Yeah. I like Earth.
Okay, what happened next? They turn around. They spot him.
Oh damn!
The witness could only describe as a wand was produced. One of these frog people takes out a wand, a magic wand.
What? Like stick wand or like star on the end of a stick wand?
Yeah, like
a prince.
I know. I'm going to go, because this is real life. So I'm going to go, this is like a gritty stick wand.
A nasty ass wand.
A nasty pond wand. Like covered in like
mossy
seaweedy.
Seaweed. Like gunk.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of like it's dipping at the top because it's all soggy.
Yeah. Like for sure the kind that Voldemort would use.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
For sure.
I don't think I would ever see a stick that someone had and it's just assume it was a wand. I'm jumping to conclusions. Yes. It's probably going to do something magical, I assume.
Assume right, Rory. Next thing, sparks start spewing out of this wand.
No.
And Voldemort escaped as fast as he could.
Okay.
As fast as he could.
You
he got out of there. He went on to tell this tale and word gets out about the Frogman. The people of Loveland, Ohio are just trembling in their boots. Nothing happens until later that year. So that was May 1955. Later that year, in August, a Mrs. Darwin Johnson is peacefully swimming in the Ohio River near Evansville, Indiana, when all of a sudden...
No.
She felt a cold, mysterious hand grab her leg.
Ah!
The creature dragged her under the water twice. After kicking free of the creature, she kicked it away as hard as she could. She quickly swam to shore with the help of her friend, Mrs. Lamble. And once on shore... they checked her leg and it was covered in massive bruises and, most chilling of all, a green hand that stained her skin for several days. A
Jesus.
Green hand imprinted on her leg.
That's
pretty scary.
That's weird. Because, like, that's not just seeing something, being a little spooked and walking away. That's, like, something making physical
yes.
contact with you and trying to, like,
exactly.
drown you, maybe?
Can you imagine,
I don't know what
like
the
her...
intentions of these frog people are.
I mean, we're just confused. First, they smell almonds. They have magic wands.
Yeah.
They're dragging women under the water.
They don't know what they want. You always hear aliens coming to Earth and they got a plan.
Yes.
And they're like hyper intelligent beings that are like, you know, years ahead of us in technology and social advancements, telepathy, all this, you know, incredible advancements. I think these creatures have come from the gutters. Like formed of like human feces and nuclear runoff, and they just don't know what they are. I assume
yes.
it's like they look like the frog creature from The Simpsons that Bart accidentally creates that just wants to die constantly
yes.
and just vomiting all over itself.
Just because you mentioned nuclear waste, I'm kind of thinking, was it Michael Bay? Was it Michael Bay redid Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes, he did.
I feel like, you know, they were kind of gritty and realistic.
Yeah, they were
hard. Like this is the real story. Like if little turtles came across nuclear waste and became giant bipedal turtles,
yeah,
this is what they would do. They're going f***ing with people, dragging them under the water.
Just dragging them around and
hell
stuff.
Hell yeah. But what happened to them was they got Splinter.
To straighten them out.
Yeah, to exactly, get them on the right path. You know,
whereas like these are the last holes. They didn't get anyone.
they
probably got like a
nuclear
badger who was like an asshole to just be like, yeah, go around pulling girls' legs and
yeah, he was
waving your wands at people.
He was a really hands-off parent. He was just like, oh, I just watch MTV all day.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just do whatever feels good. They didn't eat a good diet. Just ate almonds all day.
just almonds. Oh my God. So there is a possibility that these are not aliens. This is like paranormal in a different sense.
Yeah.
So this is like...
This is just a mystery.
Okay, a mystery.
Like, now, the interesting thing, this gets out, and this is in 1955. There wasn't a widely recognized next sighting until 1972. I think there's like bits and pieces, you know,
right.
There's the odd asshole comes along. Oh, I've seen the Frogman. No, you didn't. Do you have the green scars in your legs? No. Next sighting in 1972, the 3rd of March, it's 1 a.m.
Okay.
Different
time. Close to paranormal
close enough.
Peak.
Yeah, I think after midnight is just stay in your homes, people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not worth it. A credible guy, a police officer named Ray Shockey, Great name. Local officer, born in Loveland. He was traveling along the Riverside Drive, heading into Loveland, driving carefully because of icy conditions, when all of a sudden, a creature scurried across the road in front of his vehicle. The creature was fully illuminated in his vehicle's headlights. He must slow down here. It was 4 feet tall, about 50 to 75 pounds, with, oh no, leathery skin. It looks around and stands up straight on two legs, staring him right in the eyes.
No!
Before running over to the guardrail of the road and jumping back towards the river. Mr. Shockey's fellow officers then, he must have told him about it. He goes back to the precinct and he goes, "Guys, you will not believe what I just saw."
No, let's do it. You're Mr. Shockey. You're coming back to the precinct. I'm going to be the toughened chief who has like lost partners in this job before, and you're coming in to tell me about a frog that you saw.
This is actually perfect, by the way, because I left this detail out, but actually Ray Shockey just joined the force 1 year previously.
Oh my gosh.
So he's the new guy. Okay, so here
we go. All right.
guys, you won't believe what I just saw.
Oh, Christ, here he comes.
Oh my God. I just saw this bipedal looking freaking frog.
No, you didn't,
creature.
Shockey. No, you didn't. Shockey, no. We've had this conversation before.
I swear, no. It's real this time.
No.
It jumped back into the river. It stood up on two legs.
Shockey, I didn't hold my hand over my heart. I didn't say goodbye to my wife this morning and kiss her.
God damn your
kids
wife,
off
Chief.
To school.
God damn your wife, Chief. This thing's gonna kill all of our wives.
Damn it, Shockey. This is a quiet town. I know you feel passionate about these frog people. I've seen your drawings in the desk.
Ribbit. Did you just rip it, Chief?
We need to keep this under wraps. I catch a fly on the window. What was that? What? Nothing. Get out of here. This whole conversation, I'm like squatting on my desk. I cannot imagine how difficult it would have to be. I think we're going to find this a lot, where it's like pretty credible, experienced, normal people who have an experience like this, and they have to explain it to like their loved ones and friends.
It's true.
And like, it just destroy your life. Imagine being a police officer, having to go back to your station and tell people you saw a frog boy. I can't imagine what that must be like with like, you know, these huge cops with like handlebar mustaches all staring at you, and you like come in panting, "Frog boy." Oh my God. It'd be horrible.
And you're like new to the force. You're just scared of cat. You just pass out on the floor. You like called in sick to work the previous day. They just think you're a loser.
Yeah.
You come in, you genuinely saw a frog boy. What do you do?
Oh my God. I think if this happened to me, I might genuinely just deny it until I convince myself it didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're younger and you like did something really embarrassing in school or something, and you're like, I'm just going to forget that ever happened.
Yeah.
And then you gradually just, it's like it never happened.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Time's a great healer. Even
yeah,
for
I know.
Frogman.
Like we accidentally killed that homeless man. Like I buried that deep. Oh, right. No, sorry.
frog boy.
Yeah. 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 Sorry.
That would be a great move. But I guess, you know, if you see three bipedal, quasi-reptilian frogmen in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. on your drive home from doing the rounds, that's going to haunt you. Maybe you can't forget. Maybe you got to come clean.
That's true, yeah.
You know, and if you're an officer, as you say, you place your hand in the book, you're doing your civic duty here and telling the world that there's goddamn giant frogs on the streets of Ohio.
That's just your response. The frogs chose you. Fate chose
it's
you.
So true.
You think we want to do this podcast? We have an obligation to the people as paranormal. He's a cat boy, you know. paranormal Stab investigators. Noises. It's part of our job. We have to do it.
It's absolutely true, and that's it. You know, we don't want to do this, but we don't see anyone else out there telling the facts.
So we
You turn on BBC News. You turn on CNN. You turn on Sky News. No one's talking about the facts.
No one's talking about the frogs. No. We need to get on this, people. So we're here.
You know, and a bunch of assholes out there talking about frogs, you know, oh, they're endangered. Oh, no, this species of frog is, you know, no, we don't need more frogs.
You know who's saying that? The hosts that are probably frogs, secretly frogs, telling us we need to breed more frogs, saying we need to look out for the frogs, take better care of the frogs. Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Free homes for your pals. Unbelievable.
I love the idea.
Next, it's like a political rant now.
The next Planet Earth documentary. David Attenborough is like, and climate change has devastated frog habitats. Rip it. What we need as a species is to look after all animals, including frogs, mostly frogs. But all animals.
Mostly frogs. All right, so he's seen this creature.
He runs back to the precinct. He sees this creature. He's freaked out to shit.
Okay.
You know, he goes back. But actually, au contraire to your situation, shout out to the police department of Loveland, Ohio, but they are extremely receptive of this story, and they really do Mr. Shockey a solid. Maybe they're just, you know, being patronizing, but they actually go and carry out an investigation on that road. This is how serious it got. You know, the police carried out an investigation, and here's where it gets cool. They actually found scratch marks on the guardrail where the frogman threw himself over the guardrail into the river.
What? Like actual like nail scratch marks? Because frogs don't even have, like, they don't really have any. They just have kind of suckers, right?
Yeah,
like,
until they got wands.
Right. I wish for nails.
Yeah. Now, I should say they don't have any photographic evidence because, hell, it's the 70s. Who cares?
It's not real. Yeah, of course. We're joking. Open-minded.
What the hell is going on? Okay. Just 2 weeks after Officer Shockey's sighting, the next sighting was on St. Patrick's Day.
That's like almost a time where they can blend in. Like, I'm not a frog. What are you talking about? I'm a leprechaun.
Yeah.
It's like, you crazy? Rivet.
Yeah, I've got a pot of gold back in my frog cave.
That's not gold. You just painted a bunch of almonds. Hops away.
Anyway, I'll get back to the story. It's on St. Patrick's Day. A police officer named Mark Matthews found himself driving through Loveland on an icy night. So something to do with ice, something to do with nighttime, brings these frogs out.
Right.
Suddenly, he sees something crouched in the middle of the road. At first, he thinks it might be an injured or dead animal, maybe even a frog.
But it's huge, presumably. It's huge. It's not going to be... I don't understand how it could be possibly two of those things. It's like he sees something on the side of the road. It looks like a dead horse or a human or possibly a frog. No, those are so dramatically different things.
I know. It's like maybe it's a horse, or maybe I'm just really close to a small frog.
Yeah. Perspective.
Yeah.
He's looking in the mirror and things might appear closer than they actually are. He's confused.
Exactly. It is true. These sightings have mostly appeared by car so far. And that's the really interesting thing about the Frogman case of Loveland, Ohio, is that they all, you know, unlike many other paranormal stories, they all happen in the kind of same area of like a couple different roads.
Right.
Which kind of, you know, by Ohio River, which just gives it a little bit more kind of credibility, I think.
Well, that's what we were talking about in the last podcast, was that if it's a singular occasion, like a singular location, that does, weirdly enough, make it seem like a more plausible thing because it's so contained.
Yeah,
it's not sure. Like, oh, did you? I saw the frog boy. He was in Guatemala.
Yeah, he
it's
can,
like,
teleport.
Yeah. Well, he does have a wand, so.
That's true. I wish, you know,
we took the wand. Me too, man. Could you imagine what we could do with that thing? Imagine.
I know, imagine like a cursed genie type experience where like he'll grant you any wish, but each time you get a wish granted, you turn into
more of a frog.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Kit, when we bottle up our emotions, it can start to affect us negatively. Sometimes it's important that we get stuff off our chest.
Tell me about it. I found a UFO in the forest, and now this thing is attached to my chest.
Jesus, that's an alien. Mm-hmm. All right, I was speaking metaphorically about dealing with emotions and talking about our feelings by using services like BetterHelp.
I don't need to talk about my feelings. This thing can read my mind.
Therapy can be a great way to set boundaries and become the best version of yourself. With BetterHelp, you can get matched with a licensed therapist that suits your needs. It's online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
We're saying they can get things off my chest, like Zonktar here?
Don't give it a name.
Maybe me and Zonktar can sign up for BetterHelp together.
Give it a shot, and whatever it is, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ParanormalLife today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ParanormalLife.
So, you know, much like the last police officer, Mark Matthews, he stops his car at the side of the road. Brave, brave man. God love the man of Loveland Police Department. He stops his car to remove this thing from the road. But before he could get near it, oh my God, it stands on its hind legs facing him. Officer Matthews immediately draws his pistol and shoots the mysterious beast
yes!
right in its face.
Yes, Matthews!
Injured and not killed, the thing hobbles over the guardrail yet again and jumps into the river.
What?
This is just 2 weeks after the last sighting. When asked about what happened, Mr. Matthew said, and I quote, "I know no one would believe me, so I shot it."
You know what? That, like, that sounds really comical, but that is the best argument I've heard, like,
to date.
To date. Because, yeah, like, think about the guy, like, a frog's offering you a wand. You run away.
Mm-hmm.
If he had just grabbed the wand, and he'd be like, look, granted, then he'd probably show it to everyone. It looks like a stick.
Yeah.
And he's gone mad. But if he, like, brought back to the precinct the carcass of a frog man and just dumped it on the chief's desk, it's and true. Had, like, a really cool, like, prepared tagline in his head, like, was like, how's that for frog spawn? Or something, like, cool. Like,
and
the chief's like, God damn, you crazy son of a bitch, you pulled it off.
Yeah.
You know, like something cool like that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't like you, Officer Matthews, but God damn it, I have to respect your work.
You don't play by the rules, but you get the results. Good for, like, presumably there's like blood though on the scene, or like there's they can see his gun was discharged, around. Mm.
This is a 70s, bro. No one
cares.
Nah, people are barely educated. People are just running around doing whatever feels good. This is frogs running around the streets. There's no DNA test. This is olden times. So you might be thinking right now, what a close call. Officer Matthews surely escaped certain death from the frogman's wand, and surely the frogman couldn't survive being shot. You'd think we could rest easy in our beds, but you would be wrong. The frogman lived to be seen again just last year.
What? 2016?
2016.
Oh my gosh.
There was a frogman sighting. 3rd of August, 2016.
And we're here now. We have, like, DNA and bigger
it's
guns.
It's true.
So, like, we could...
And bigger sticks.
And bigger sticks.
We could wreck this
frog.
The times in between those sightings here are insane.
So what is this like?
So this is 1955... And then 1972, and then 2016.
Yeah.
This frog is over 60 years old.
Again, though, we could be talking about multiple frogs.
We could be talking about multiple frogs.
Like a Sasquatch situation. Did he notice any, like, little frog junk down there that could be used for... No, wait, it's frogs that can... Certain species of frogs can change their sex, right?
Oh my God, is that right?
Yeah, I forget. Because isn't that the whole thing with Jurassic Park? They bred dinosaurs with frog DNA, and that's how they can reproduce, because frogs can change their sex depending on their situation.
That's why they pay you the big bucks, Rory.
That's why they pay me the big bucks as a professional paranormal investigator.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this
podcasting
thing...
Podcasting from my couch.
Maybe this thing is, like, banging itself.
And as always, we got this magic wand wild card that anything's f***ing possible.
Right, see, I'm always forgetting about the wand.
Yeah,
like, that's a game changer.
That's fair.
I wish for more frogs. There you go, done.
Yeah, the genie's like, okay, I'm going to turn you into more of a frog. Yeah, try it, bitch. I'm 100% frog.
I'm already froggy as it gets. Genie's
froggy
like, this
as it gets.
Is just sad now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to do anything more. Do you want to be a bit more human? Nah, man. 100% frog.
Froggy I love till this. I die. He's like a bro, frog bro.
I love that so much. Where my frog boy's at?
So... The 3rd of August, 2016. You're going to love this. Two teenagers are walking along in Loveland, Ohio, playing Pokemon Go between Madeira Road and Lake Isabella in Loveland, when they see a giant frog near the lake, which stood up and walked on its hind legs. This is the Frogman all over again, years later.
This is like, he's walking.
He's walking.
That's crazy.
The young man, Mr. Jacobs, one of the teenagers, said, and quote, "We saw a huge frog near the water." Not on Pokemon Go. This was an actual giant frog.
Sorry, you sure that wasn't just a Bulbasaur? It was real, damn it!
I don't know. It's like you've called in to the police like 16 times this week.
I saw a dragon. He was flying around called Charizard. Okay, yeah. Son.
Yeah. How'd you get his name? Well, come to think of it.
I saw him via the phone. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. He said, "I took pictures and video because I'd never seen a frog that big. Then it stood up on its hind legs." He said, quote, "I swear on my grandmother's grave that this is the truth. I'm not sure whether it was a frog man or just a giant frog. Either way, I've never seen anything like it."
See, the interesting thing about this one is that with the Sasquatch one, it was debatable. Like, it could have been a tall dude because he was really drunk. Mm-hmm. It could have been like some sort of gorilla thing, you know, out in the wild. Mm. Like, I don't know of any frogs that can walk on their two hind legs. Mm. That's a big distinguisher.
It really is. And that's what's crazy about it. Like, wands aside, all that business, you've got like three people here who've seen a frog creature, a giant frog creature.
It's the same description,
crouched over,
yeah.
And then it stands up on its hind legs whenever it sees someone. I mean, that's creepy. That's creepy as hell. To this day, there are still sightings. An Ohio farmer says that he saw the Loveland Frogman cycling a bicycle. Because cars are too damn expensive.
Isn't that just that boy?
Like, oh my god.
He's a meme.
I didn't think
it's just him.
It's that boy. Case closed.
Oh shit, what up?
Oh my god. The farmer reported this to police and they refused to officially report it. But the story did leak to local news, and that's how word got out and how we're able to tell that story now. The big question is, are the police in collusion with the Frogman? Is this a government cover-up?
Okay.
That the police did not report that? That had to leak? There had to be a WikiLeaks? There's an Edward Snowden of Frogman news?
Yeah. Like a frog on the inside.
Frog on the inside.
There's a lot of good questions like raised about this one. Like, you said those kids who were playing Pokemon Go in the woods, you said he got footage.
Well,
it must exist somewhere, right? If you look, like, YouTube search, like, frog boy footage,
okay.
Frogman footage.
I say we take a moment right now, because I forgot to bring this up, that there's lots of, you know, there's lots of artists' interpretations of what the Frogman might look at. So
right.
I think now would be a good time for us to investigate that portion of this case, and we will explain to you what these things look like.
Okay.
So just about to investigate some of the reported images and artist interpretations of what the frog might look like.
I just imagine, because it's a small town, so you probably get people coming in all the time complaining about little things. And the first time you get a big case, and it's like, all right, like, return to the police sketchman over there and tell him about the culprit, and we'll get this sorted. So, like, the woman or the man goes over, and the guy's like, all right, let's do this. Like, cracks out all his pencils. He's like, good. Yeah. It's like, okay, so what do we have? Well, he was a frog man. It's like, okay, Christ. He's just like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Draws Kermit. He's like, is this it? Yeah. Yep. God thought so.
Yeah.
Like, I studied professionally at university to become a police sketchman, and I had to like draw this stuff.
I know. He was half frog and half man. It's like he draws a kind of centaur out of the frog, where it's like, no, damn it, not literally half man, half frog. Like a hybrid.
Okay, gives him like a bit bigger eyes, shows it to him again. So you've seen him too. It's like, nope.
Now, Rory, at this point, I'm going to show you some of the images of the Frogman.
What is that?
It looks like a set of like car headlights on top of a black blob.
So he's
in a river.
Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. I did not think he was going to look like that.
Mm.
So for reference, he kind of looks like he's almost doing like a Zen pose. Like, he's kind of, it looks like he's like Zen posing.
Yeah,
and his eyes, he's got like the like cat eyes reflection yes. thing where it's like demon headlights.
It's very bright. It's very bright. It is quite spooky.
Yeah. Oh man, I crapped myself if I saw that.
Oh my God. Okay. So what we're looking at, people, is the teens that were playing Pokemon Go and spotted the Frogman actually did take pictures and video. There's not much to see.
No, it's pretty dark. It's pretty blown out.
It looks like actually the video has been like, the brightness has been corrected here to bring out some of the features.
Yeah, definitely messed with. So I don't know. Should we have a discussion about whether we think it's real or not? What are positions on the frog people?
Well, there's one more interesting point in this whole tapestry of the officers that spotted him and the civilians that, you know, were affected by the Frogman. Perhaps most disturbingly of all, later in life, Officer Matthews, who, if we remember, took a pot shot
yeah.
at this goddamn beast, later changed his story from his initial report in 1972. He changed his story. He said, I only saw a large lizard, maybe an escaped pet iguana. He said the story.
Oh, no, don't backpedal, Matthew.
He said the story had been blown out of proportion and that, quote, it was and is no monster. The animal I saw was obviously some type of lizard that someone had as a pet that got too large for its aquarium and escaped by accident. It presented no aggressive action. Now, what I want to know, why did the officer change his story? Did the frogman get to him to shut him up? Did the authorities right. intervene to keep the frogman from becoming an international scandal? We may never know.
Like paid him off with like a whole, like sacks of almonds. Yeah. As if, like, so hypothetically, these were like alien creatures that came down, landed on Earth. Like, imagine if they had heard all about Earth, but they'd got like one little bit of information yeah. wrong, and that's that the currency was almonds. So they show up, like, land with just like bags of almonds, and like, we will be kings among these men. It's like all of a sudden they see like people handing like dollars out. They're like, ah, we have gravely misunderstood this translation.
Yeah. Just, how much are these almonds worth? About $3. Yeah.
Shit. Those are a lot of coincidental things. He's like, I think it was fine. It was clearly like a pet that got too big and then escaped and then found its way onto the highway and then found me when I was out patrolling and then I shot
and
it.
Stood and up on its hind legs. Yeah,
and then ran Matthews. Into a river afterwards after Insane. I shot it in the face.
Insane.
It's like, I don't know.
An iguana is not taking a bullet.
No.
I'm just saying that right now.
No. It's not. Not physically and you know. Not even, it wouldn't even take a bullet for you. Like in out of an act of bravery.
And I would ask Mr. Matthews to say, you know, try and say that to Mrs. Johnson's face, you know, with her wounds from whatever she was grabbed by in the river.
That's a very fair point.
No pet iguana.
How dare he deny this woman the right to complain about a mythological creature? Exactly. What about Voldemort as well from the start of the story, who presumably at this point it's is true. Dead?
Yeah.
But he had a traumatic experience with these same creatures.
It's true. You can't just discount all of the other evidence based on that retraction. And, you know, what are you to believe? This guy retracts his story or the fact that his story is in line with everyone else's?
I think, what are the odds at some point in time he was replaced by a frog? Like a frog took his face and body. Like, because it mm-hmm. seems like they're mm-hmm. trying to train themselves up to be like humans.
Yes.
Like, as time goes on, now they're on their two legs. Were they 4 feet a second ago? Now they're five. Mm-hmm. You know, they've grown a little hair now in those little fleshy patches.
Mm-hmm.
They still look a little bit like frogs, but sure. Like, just human hair, but then frog eyes. And then eventually, Mr. Matthews.
We've all seen people with big, bulgy, frog-like eyes.
Yeah. We're just way too polite and PC to tell them to their face, you look like a frog.
Have you ever heard the story of the Loveland Frogman?
Yeah. Imagine seeing that. I just like, the only problem with doing this podcast is that these paranormal stories are going to work our way slowly into our lives.
Yes.
And I just know I'm going to be like out with my friends at some point and there's going to be a moment of silence. And I'd be like, what's your stance on frog people? Like, do you think they exist? Do you not think they exist? There's this guy who shot a frog and then I'll just go off on this whole rant.
I was thinking you were going to say that, you know, you're at a bar some night, you're having a good time with your friends. And then in some sort of like Vietnam-esque, like PTSD flashback, you're going to start thinking about the frog man. You're going to look across the dance floor and see some Steve Buscemi dude with big bulgy eyes. And you're going to go like a drunken Harrison Ford over there and wrestle him to the ground. Are you the frogman?
Are you the frogman? Answer me. Where's the wand? Where is it?
Starts searching his pockets. He's got a pen.
Close Welcome enough to Earth. He's like punching him.
Talking to the police. I swear, officer.
I love Earth.
I love Earth.
So I think There's so many examples of this that it's hard to not.
It's hard to discount the whole thing.
Yeah. But also, it's a small town. Seems like a small place. Those like mm-hmm. those things can get mm-hmm. circulated. You know, like I probably wouldn't have ever thought I would see a frog boy.
Yes.
Unless I had been told by my parents that there was a frog boy that people have seen around the village.
Yeah, and quite a lot of time has passed. So absolutely right. I mean, you look at the two teens who came across the frogman last year, they have grown up with that.
Probably, yeah. That's like legend. Part of their heritage. Mm-hmm. They probably have like kids that go out in the woods at night, like looking for the frogman, yeah, like that sure. sort of stuff.
I mean, I can tell you that this has, you know, become such a thing in Ohio and Loveland, Ohio specifically, that in May 2014, the incidents were made into a musical titled Hot Damn, It's the Loveland Frog.
Why Hot Damn? Why?
Presumably that's what you say if it's 1955 and you see a frogman. They hadn't really invented bad words back then.
Yeah, Hot Damn was like the nastiest thing you could say. That's insane.
That's when the police were like, please, mind your language.
Mind your language, please. Chief Hot Damn, there's a crazy-ass frog out there on the streets. So I assume everyone had like really cool like 70s like disco wear as well.
Mm.
Like even the police officers, like cool aviators.
Everyone had a handlebar mustache.
Yeah, handlebar mustaches sure. everywhere. I'm going to say...
Yes.
I'm going to say he's not real.
You're going to say he's not real?
I'm going to say he's not real.
So it definitely is interesting. But is there a giant frog walking around with a magic wand? I'm going to go no.
Okay. I'm thinking possibly. Possibly. We don't know. He is magic. We could have seen him and he's erased our memories. So yeah. Hell, one of us could be a frog and we don't even know it. I think we're both unanimous on that one. It's a no.
I think we're unanimous in this one. It's a very interesting story, but I think it's going to be a no.
I'm very much looking forward to our first, yes, this is a real paranormal story.
Absolutely.
But as professional paranormal investigators, this is our reputation on the line.
Absolutely.
So you have to make sure that you are 100% accurate
Absolutely.
When it comes to these diagnostics.
We take this seriously. There's no jokes.
There's no jokes. Frog boys with wands scaring people, grabbing girls, that's not funny.
That's not funny.
Don't even laugh at that. Don't even laugh. If you laugh during this podcast once... You're a frog.
You're a frog person.
You're a frog person. You find this shit funny? You sick frog.
You little tadpole. How'd you like that? You little tadpole. Son of a bitch.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of This Paranormal Life. We'll be back again next week with a new tale and a new story diving into the paranormal world.
If you enjoyed this week's episode, the best way to support This Paranormal Life is to rate and review us on iTunes. The more 5-star reviews that we have, the more this podcast grows and we can continue to bring you a new paranormal tale each and every week.
If you have your own paranormal stories that you'd like us to investigate, email us in at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.